Aloha, and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. Join us today along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Leslie Silva, and Martin Arinaga. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. As you hear the gripping stories today from our special guests, we invite you to call us at 296-5467. Again, that's 296-5467. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What do you do when you see an innocent child in need? What about a child who, by no fault of his or her own, grows up with a parent who is incarcerated? Many such children have been victims of abuse, verbal abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse. They live in the dark loneliness of having to balance between shame, fear, helplessness, and anger. What would you do if you were in that situation? How would you respond if you were given the opportunity to help? Our guest today has not only taken the initiative to help, by his leadership, a unique program has been established to bring new hope and new life to many of these special children. As we normally do at the beginning of our show, we like to pause and just remind you first and foremost, the very reason why we have this show. Wherever you are, whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing, we believe that we've been given the privilege to lead you closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we believe that the Lord is calling you to Himself even today. Pastor Roy Yamamoto is the prison ministry pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship. He has seen numerous lives radically changed from drug addiction and crime to lives of wholeness and health, resulting from a spiritual renewal through faith in Jesus Christ. He himself has personally experienced the miracle working power of God. And now, he's introducing many of Hawaii's keiki to the Lord, who is already reviving much-needed hope in their hearts. Pastor Roy, welcome to our show.
Thank you. It's a blessing to be here today, Danny.
Pastor Roy, you know, how does this scenario, this situation, parents being in prison, how does it affect the prisoner?
You know, being in prison, how it affects the prisoner, it's really hard for the guys there because they lose communication with their children. Mm-hmm. A lot of times the phone calls that they make is collect calls, so they cannot really, the loved ones on the outside cannot really afford picking up the bill, being mom and dad, working two jobs to pay for this. So a lot of times they lose communication. So the guys in the prison, they really hurt. And especially in the Saguaro prison, where we got almost 2,000 Hawaii men got shipped up there, you know, and they're not able to even visit, feel, touch their children in visits. But not only that, be able to speak to them on the phone because of the distance and the price on the phone calls.
Mm-hmm. And what typically happens, Pastor Roy, when they view themselves in a different way? I would imagine it changes the way they see not only their family situation, but themselves. What happens inside?
This is the children of the men inside the men. Prison. Well, it's a lot of hurt for the guys, yeah. As much as you love your children and you want to be with them, you cannot be with them. And, you know, for us to do outreach and camp for the children and for the families incarcerated is such a blessing because, you know, like the Bible says, even a man would give, you know, bread to a child, not a serpent, you know. It's mm-hmm. the same thing. I mean, no matter if the guy's in prison and they don't know Jesus and they're far away from the Lord, they want the best thing for their kids. And, and to have an opportunity where people can come and reach out to their children, it's a blessing to them.
You know, you've been spearheading a ministry that's very unique for the last 5 years. And I want to give our listeners a little glimpse of what actually takes place in one of these camps.
Our true vision of this camp is to really bring God's love to the children of incarcerated, to really reach out to them in a way to let them know that they are very much loved, most of all by Jesus. We do this welcome that totally just blows their mind, where they drive into this place and literally we have hundreds of people just holding a banner, cheering them on. Immediately they feel God's love.
No matter what they're going through, they just forget about everything when they come here.
So what's your plans for here?
Have fun, learn about Christ, and just do whatever they got planned for us.
We're going to play Rocky Dodgeball.
Does that sound like fun to you?
Yeah.
Your first time ever coming?
Mm-hmm.
What do you expect to do here today?
Have fun and play. And make friends.
Praying to God, learning how to read in the Bible.
I'm going to learn more about Jesus and what he did for us.
It's an awesome time, not only for the kids, but for the mentors. It really makes you excited for what God's doing here.
It's fun. I'm kid at heart. I like playing with the kids and just sharing. And through the weekend, you just see the change in their lives. It's just awesome.
The parents don't get to teach them about Jesus, but we get the opportunity and chance to teach them and motivate them and lead them in the right path. I think it's very important for the kids.
We have kids here who have been here from the first camp, and I've seen them come in hard. I've seen them heal over the years. I see them be leaders now. I see them actually preaching too, when they couldn't even speak before. They didn't want to go up and share their devotions. I see them now up there preaching the Word of God.
One of the most important part of the camp is teaching the kids how to journal, teaching them to feed themselves. If they can leave learning how to get into God's Word and journal and learn and know about God and be mentored by God, that will change and transform their lives.
When you show love to someone, you speak and release God over that person. You and that person see the nature of God.
I want to show God that I love Him back by obeying Him and praying and reading my Bible. My prayer is, dear God, thank you for giving your Son up for us to live, and thank you for loving the world, and I hope you stay our God and hear our prayers. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Dear Jesus, I'm praying for my dad because he is in jail, but I will still pray for him to get out.
Dear God, sorry for what I have done. I guess I didn't know you at the time. And God, thank you for Camp MacArthur. They changed me and made me a better person. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, may I ask you that you send your angels down so that they can protect us little angels down here and keep us safe as we go surfing and horseback riding today. Amen.
Surfing angels! Hey, Brother Roy, what you got? Oh, you got a dog.
We're out here with the surfing day, which is a day that most of the kids find is their best time at camp. You know, they live in Hawaii, but being out surfing is their first time for some of them.
Yeah.
You know, Pastor Roy, that's such a dynamic snapshot of Camp Agape. You know, you've ministered to the kids. What happens to the children when their dad gets locked up?
A lot of time for the children, they go through a lot of shame. A lot of they go through a spirit of abandonment. And that's why we really started doing mentorship throughout the years with the kid, not just the camp. The camp was the bait to make the relationship, but ongoing relationship with the kid. So we do ongoing mentorship with the kid throughout the year, because when they left the camp at the first time, they were so blessed. But when they left, you could see that spirit of abandonment in them because the parents come out, they want to do good. But what happened is, because of the temptation and the drugs, they fall back and promise the kid that they won't go and screw up anymore. But because of that stronghold and making wrong decisions, they fall back and hurt them again and again and again. They really hurt. The children hurt the most.
This abandonment is one of those things that can really plague someone in their life, yeah, all throughout the years. What have you seen in Camp Agape that has helped kind of quell that gnawing pain that these young ones have?
I think, you know, the heart behind Camp Agape is really to show God's love to the kids, no matter what the situation they're in or they're at or they're going through. Our heart through the camp is just really showing God's love. That's why we call them Camp Agape. God's sacrificial, His unconditional love. Mm-hmm. And we want the kids to know that, you know, despite their parents being in prison, you know, the main part of the whole camp is giving them Jesus and, you know, doing that altar call. And for the past 4 years, we see like the new kids, almost 100% of the kids open their heart to receive Jesus into their lives. And they become that, you know, God becomes their father. And through the rough and tough times that they're going through, when they leave the camp, they know that they don't go through it alone. They go through it with the Lord, and God will help guide and lead them.
You know, when we come back, Pastor, I want you to share with us about what you identified as the greatest need in the lives of these children. Because the way that you meet that need is one that I think can be a hope bringer or a hope giver to many of our listeners too. Some may have a relative, some are very close, or even a distant relative who has been incarcerated, or might know of a child that is in that situation. But even still, there's times when people feel a sense of abandonment. Mm-hmm. And that same hope that you bring to the children, I think it can be relatable to many people. Sure, it's a distinct need for young ones, but it can relate to many. Stay with us, because when we come back, Pastor Roy Yamamoto of New Hope Christian Fellowship is going to share more with us about Camp Agape and how it can make a difference in these lives and your lives. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today, Pastor Roy Yamamoto. Now, he has an incredible story to tell of how God has worked in his life. But now, as he has been changed, the Lord is using him to touch the lives of others. Now, we've been talking about Camp Agape. We opened up with a segment actually giving us a real taste of what goes on at Camp Agape. Pastor Roy, with these children of incarcerated dads, what do you see as the greatest need? There's a lot of fun, I know, that goes on at the camp, a lot of happy faces, a lot of touching moments, but what do you see the greatest need?
Well, the greatest need, like I said, was them opening up their hearts to receive Jesus into their lives. And until that, what we do is, after we do the altar call, we open it up to an open prayer time for the children. And see, these children that come to the camp, a lot of them go through so much stuff, like you were sharing earlier. A lot of them been raped, molested, beaten, abused, and so much shame and guilt that they go through, that, you know, they need to know that, you know, they're not alone. There's other children out there that went through the same thing and been victorious through it. And we get to, after we do the altar call, we do an extended worship, and we have all the leaders come around on big oval, and we do an open prayer time for the kids. And all the kids will come up, and we ask them, if you need prayer for yourself, your dad, or anything that is going on in your life, we want you to come to the foot of the cross and come and we'll let us pray for you. And all the children come up and they share the hurt that they're going through and the pain that they're going through. We'll pray for my dad. And we get to be that big band-aid for the Lord. Just being able to come over there and pray for them and bring so much healing, you know, until the children are open and ready to see. Like my daughter, you know, her whole life when I was in prison, she couldn't even tell her best friends where the dad was because of the shame that she was holding inside of her. And at this camp, you know, my daughter, you know, was able to come out and said, you know what, I shared her testimony. In her testimony, shared that, wow, you know, in my whole life, telling the rest of the children, I couldn't say to anybody what happened to where my dad was. But you know what, after he came out and Angel Tree and gave him gift, I had the first hope that, oh, maybe this Christian guy's dropped out this gift for me. And there's a first part of hope that she had that, well, maybe my dad making one change in his life, you know. And to come out now and to run the ministry, and she comes out and help me, it's a wonderful blessing. So a time where the kids can release what they're going through.
Pastor, what kind of things do you hear, have you heard, you know, that some of the kids share during times like that?
You know, a lot of the kids share about their dads being in prison and how they're going to be in there, some for 10, 20, some of them doing life in prison. And they ask us, what kind of hope does my dad have? You know, and we told them, we always tell them, you know, nothing is impossible with God. God can change their lives. And we believe that God will use you as a vessel to reach out and to touch them and to make this change in their lives, and like my daughter, you know. And it's just amazing. You know, we get guys in our ministry that come into our camp this year that have been in prison for like 26 years. Got out, got Jesus in his heart now, got out and just serving God. And today, God bless him with a good job and got a wife and a new house, you know, within this 5 years. And so that give hope to the children when they see people, ex-inmates and people that went through it, come out and now serving God, and God putting their lives together, you know, it's a blessing.
Pastor, there must be an incredible amount of healing that begins to take place during that open time of sharing. I mean, you know how when they share a prayer request, they're pouring out their heart and someone there to listen. What have you seen?
It's just amazing. You know, the kids will come up and they will be just crying. And we get to come out there, anoint them with oil and pray for them. And we'll all gather around and people lay hands and we come in agreement and pray for the kids. And to see the healing that comes out of that after, and to see them just being set free, you know, knowing that they can be set free, and they get Jesus in their lives now, and you know, they no more live by themselves, but they live with one that loves them, their Creator. As much as dad and mom or anybody loves them, there's no one that loved them more, and that's what we want them to know, than their Creator, Jesus. It's such a blessing, you know, to see that, you know, to see the bondages broken and just see. And we do after the our closing, and we do that song Freedom, and you see all these kids jumping for joy, you know, and having hope. Yeah, they're like doubting Thomases when they come to the camp, where they cannot believe, they're mad at God. All the kids are pissed off, they're mad at God. And but we gotta allow them to touch the sides, you know, touch the holes in the hand, and bring hope into them. And that's why we use all our ex-inmates to come up and share a small testimony. I've been in prison for 5 years, 10 years, 20, and you know what? God changed my life. And we share with the people, the kids, the main hope we share with them. You know what? The best thing that ever happened to our lives was God put us in prison. The Bible says He disciplined those He loved. He put us in prison, make us hit rock bottom, so we can have eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mind to conceive the love of God now. And we receive Jesus in our lives, and then they get to see that live, living testimonies come up and share that, and we do a dance after, and it just opened up the hearts to the kid, you know, to have hope, to believe now, you know.
Because for them, they can say, He's like my dad.
Yeah.
You know, my dad is like that, or my dad is where they were. And now I can have hope because of what God did in his life.
You know, the awesome part about this, we actually bring down the chaplains and some of the staff people from the prisons from Arizona. We fly them down here, and they get to be with not only working with the inmates in prison, but now they get to come and meet all the kids and love on their kids and say, Daddy said He loves you. Ooh. You know, the kids over there say, tell my dad I love him, I forgive him. You know, so much part of the forgiveness that comes into this is just amazing. And then we have them journal, and then what we do after the camp, the chaplains takes these journals back, and we give them to all the inmates, and the men would get this seeing Jesus in their lives and how they're writing down what Jesus is speaking to them and praying for their dads. That make them go into the cell and say, you know, I got to make this change.
Mm.
You know, so the camp is not just a camp for just the children. This is to reach out to the family, the men that are incarcerated, the ladies that are incarcerated, and say, you know what? I need to be out with my children. I need to follow Jesus. You know, so it's just a big evangelistic tool that God can use for the family and the ones that are incarcerated in prison.
Pastor Roy, do you see that sometimes there are like patterns that go from generation to generation in families that you know, you talk about strongholds, right, that need to be broken.
Yeah.
This seems to be a turning point or something that God has given to break strongholds in the lives and future generations.
Yeah, this is so true. You know, the children of incarcerated are at the highest risk of becoming criminals as adults. And God gave us one chance at one camp like this to change the direction of this children's life. See, a lot of children walking in this life of destruction following their parents. And, you know, like the Bible said, the devil came to kill, steal, and destroy our lives. And that's what the devil is trying to do. But we get one chance to bring them on the opposite side and give them Jesus, where they're not going to be destructive, but God giving them peace, happiness, and everlasting life. And that's our goal, you know, to bring the kids from this side and bring them onto this side and give them Jesus so they can receive this blessing and they can walk in this path where God can bless them.
Mm-hmm. As you're listening to Pastor Roy Yamamoto, the prison ministry pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship, it may be something that the Lord lays on your heart and you're saying, hey, how can I find out more about this incredible ministry that's so unique? It's touching a part of society that some people don't even know what to do about. Well, you can call for more information. You can call 808-842-4242. That's 842-4242, extension 417, for more information about the prison ministry here at New Hope Christian Fellowship. You can also email Pastor Roy and get more information at prison@enewhope.org. That's prison@enewhope.org. Now you may be thinking, what if I go to another church? Is this camp, is this ministry big enough to welcome me? Can I have a part in it? Can I do something? The answer is yes. And when we come back from our break, Pastor Roy will explain to us a little bit more of the vision to expand the reach, to expand the impact. It's an expansion of impact that is very much personalized and goes into the life of a child. Child known by God, a child loved by God in a very personal, intimate way that only God can do. And you know, God can do things very unique even in your life, right where you are. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
In the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home. So afraid that you will not be found, it won't be long before your sun goes down. Just leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinen and Arenaga Financial Group Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today, Pastor Roy Yamamoto. Pastor Roy is the pastor of the prison ministry at New Hope Christian Fellowship. He's been telling us about a Camp Agape. Mm-hmm. And this Camp Agape, Pastor Roy, how many kids go to Camp Agape every year?
So this year we have 120 kids come into the camp, and mm-hmm. we have over 200 something volunteers. Yeah.
Wow. So you got more than one on one then.
Yeah. I mean, for this children, we need to. Yeah. I mean, we need to have all the help we can. And everyone that come, our heart is they be able to mentor, sit down with the kid and speak into their lives. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your volunteers. Where do they come from? How do you get them?
So actually, our volunteers come from all different churches. My heart is to not only do this like a New Hope ministry, our heart is to reach out to all the churches, because as much as big as New Hope is, we can only take like 120 kids, but our heart and vision is to get different churches involved and come to the camp so they catch the vision, and so that not only, you know, they come to serve, but be able to go back and capture this vision and do some kind of angel tree or ministry for the children of incarcerated. Because in every mile from every church, there's angel tree kids that need to be served. And we cannot do everything, but, you know, having people partner from all different churches come and we join up in one heart and spirit and reach out to these kids, we can do more for the state of Hawaii and the people.
What kind of volunteers are you looking for?
So we're looking for people that really love Jesus, you know, that can come and really share the love of God to the children, and it's going to be through their demeanor, their actions, and the way they love. And the kids know, you know, especially the children of incarcerated, they know if people are real or not. So our heart is, you know, that everybody come on this camp, really love the Lord, and can just share God's love just by through their ways, their actions, and just loving on the kids. So people that, you know, can get involved, and we big logistic team and prayer team and just the planning on this are the different teams that we need to accomplish on big tasks like this. Take so much time and hours just to plan and prepare this and to raise funds for this ministry.
Mm. And they give that 1 week, right? Concentrated time.
Yes.
With the kids.
Yes.
You bus them in.
Yeah, so every year what we do, we get buses and we bring all the children down together. And, you know, for the kids, we go out and we buy everything for the kid. The kids come free. We give them sleeping bag, backpack, water bottles, flashlights, cameras, and shirts for every day, and two-piece, really? Tube, everything.
Wow.
So they come and we provide everything free for the kids. You know, the parents can't afford this, but we want them to know that on the foot of the cross is level ground. Mm. You need money to come to the foot of the cross. Mm. So we provide everything for them. We get kids. We get 30, over 30-something kids that we're flying in from the different islands because their parents are incarcerated at Arizona prison.
Mm-hmm.
So they come in from Kauai, Big Island, Kona, and Maui, you know.
What about kids that their parent is away, but they can't make it? Or is it that they are all included?
So all the children, if you have a parent that is incarcerated in prison, no matter where they are, in a federal prison, state prison, here or out in the mainland, we invite all the kids.
We give
them opportunity for all of them to come and sign up and be part of this camp.
So they all have the chance to be a part of it.
Yeah. So every year we bring a new batch of kids to come. And for them to come back again to the camp, they actually got to come back as a junior mentor. But what they learn on the camp, they learn how to journal, and their requirement is to be journaling every day and to show us and to be committed to that. And we bring them back as a junior mentor to bring comfort to the rest of the kids that come to the camp.
Okay, so they have to journal to come back, how often? Once a week?
So they journal every single day.
Every day.
Yeah, and you know, it's so amazing and how God is just a rewarder of things. I mean, to get a reward of the Lord, I mean, we had this event that on paddling day, and we do journaling. We always do events so we can get back to them, journal with them. And we made them an agreement from now to Easter, 40 days. If you do your journal every single day and bring it and show it to us, I'll give you a gift. And my gosh, man. 40 days came and all these kids came, and I think, oh my gosh, I got to give gifts for all of these kids. But money cannot buy that. I mean, anybody being deep and into the Word of God for 40 days would change their lives. And these kids are doing it throughout the year now. So it's a blessing.
Pastor, you mentioned about journaling. I know Pastor Wayne Cordero is he's a champion of journaling. Mm-hmm. And so many of the New Hope family and other churches are, it's almost like been a revival of journaling.
Hmm.
But what happens? What's the value of journaling?
You know, journaling, not only that you get to read the Word, you allow the Word to get a chance to read you. And when you can write down the thoughts that God is speaking into your lives and to apply it to your life and to pray on what God is speaking to you, it's just like you being one-on-one mentored by the Lord. So our heart in the camp and in prisons is like teaching them journaling, because we can be there one day or throughout one weekend, but our main goal in this is teaching them to feed themselves, because dad, mom, uncle, and programs and people, you know, like Bible says, God will fill us. I mean, man will fill us, but God would never. So we, our main purpose is teaching them how to journal. So when we're not there, they're getting mentored by the Lord every single day. They're getting counseled by God. They're getting comforted by the Lord every single day. So that's the key and the main focus of pretty much of this camp, is really teaching them how to feed themselves.
Pastor Roy, you know, sometimes I like to go deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of like peeling the onion layers off. Can you share with us from your heart how you got this vision for this camp?
I guess the way I got the vision for the camp is like when I got out of prison and God put it in my heart, gave me the scripture, Hebrews 13:3. Remember the prisoners, if you are their fellow prisoners, and those who have mistreated, if you yourself are suffering. So when I got out, God really gave me hardened vision to never forget my brothers that are in prison, and never forget the children. And when I got hired at New Hope Christian Fellowship, there was one of my responsibilities was Angel Tree. And I had so much passion for that, because when I was incarcerated in prison, the first hope that my daughter got was Angel Tree people from a different church coming and delivering a Christmas gift to her. And my daughter said, "Oh, my dad, my dad is changing." And that was the first hope that she had, you know, that. So, yeah.
So you're being used by the Lord to give out hope, bringing hope in the name of Christ.
Yeah, and it's such a blessing, you know, because doing the ministry and God gave us a vision, not just to do Christmas on one day program or on Easter one day program. God wanted us to do more for these children. And, you know, it's a blessing because, like, you know, it talks about in James, pure and undefiled religion before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in distress and keep oneself unspotted from the world. That's God's pure religion, he said. And we get to be a part of reaching out to the people that are in distress, people in prison, the kids, and to the orphans and the widows. And it's a blessing. I mean, to do camps like this, I mean, costs a lot of money to do this. But you know what? Because we're doing something that God himself would be there, his pure religion, somehow God always come up with finances and the ability and the people and the resources to do a camp like this. So it's a blessing.
And the Lord may be laying on your heart. Maybe you have resources that the Lord would want you to allocate to this ministry. The Lord speaks to your heart. And sometimes it's not even out of abundance. It's out of being very lean, but the Lord directs you to give. You feel a prompting on your heart. 842-4242. That's 842-4242. Extension 417. 417. You can email Pastor Roy and his ministry staff at prison@enewhope.org. prison@enewhope.org. Financial backing, of course, prayer support is so vital. And maybe even the Lord speaks to you about volunteering. When we come back, I'm going to ask Pastor to share with someone today who may be incarcerated, maybe feeling a little bit of dreariness, maybe some real deep depression. We're struggling with anger and frustration, or maybe confusion. Maybe you're not in prison. Maybe you just need some ministry from the Lord. Maybe you're just captivated by something else and you need a word of hope. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Pastor Roy Yamamoto.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I leave. Afraid that you will not be found. It won't be long before your sun goes down. Just leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnin and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the good life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today, Pastor Roy Yamamoto. Pastor Roy is the prison pastor, or pastor of prison ministries at New Hope Christian Fellowship. And he's been talking to us about Camp Agape. And, you know, agape means love. It's the unconditional love of God. And Pastor Roy has been expressing that through the many volunteers that work with him. There's over 200 volunteers work with Camp Agape to minister for a week with 120 children. Children whose dads are incarcerated on the mainland. Pastor Roy, talking with a child. Let's say I were to come across a child that dad was locked up. What should I say? How do I talk to a child like that?
I guess the best way to talk to the child is letting them know that nothing is impossible with God, and that God can change anybody's lives, and that, you know, the best thing to do is, you know, to pray for that. Pray for that every day, that he accept Jesus into his lives. Because when you receive Jesus into your life, God can do the miracles. I mean, even for myself, facing life in prison and giving my life to the Lord and giving me the chance to come out, God showed me that nothing is impossible for her. So just giving them hope, you know, giving the children hope that, you know what, we got a God that can resurrect the dead. We got a God that can do miracles. And the greatest miracle you want is your dad or your loved one in prison, your mom, to receive Jesus into their lives. Because if they do, you not just be family here on earth, but you be family for all eternity.
And now somebody, maybe a mom, a dad, has a son who's locked up, or a daughter that's stumbled and fallen and is incarcerated somewhere. Maybe a family member, like a brother or sister, is locked up. What kind of hope would you give to a parent, a brother or sister?
I think for me, the greatest hope is, you know, sharing with, you know, them that, you know, as hard as it is that your loved one that is in prison, you know, God says he disciplines those he loves. He loves them. And a lot of times, he never put them in prison just to put them away. He put them in prison to save their lives. And when they're out here on the street, you know, you don't, guys on drugs, most of the people in prison are drug related, you know, and or did something really bad. But, you know, when we're out here and we're running on our own will and with the devil, I mean, we no more eyes to see, ears to hear, or mind to conceive the love of God, but that people like help us. But when we're put in prison, we get one chance. We get one chance in prison where God can really come into our lives and make that change. That He take that veils off our eyes. He open our ears to really hear God and to see God and to conceive who really loves them. And you know, on the street, they would never have that chance. And it's so hard. I know I consult with a lot of parents, but, you know, I always say, you know, as hard as it is, you know, you got to understand that this is the best place for him right now, because he got a chance to really start all over again, you know, to get off, a lot of times to get off drugs or get healed from what they're going through, you know, and they wouldn't do it out here a lot of times, but God give them a time where they get to hit rock bottom and have nobody, no one else to turn, but they get to turn to Jesus, and God can give them and mentor them in one-on-one. You know, there's no greater place than you can get mentored by God by being one-on-one with the Lord.
Pastor, our program has a far-reaching capacity. Mm-hmm. Sometimes our program reaches into the very prison cell of someone who is incarcerated. They are locked up and they're listening. They're listening to our show right now, wondering, hey, does God have a word for me? Mm-hmm. Is there any hope for me? What would you say God would want to say to them at this time?
I would really want to say to them, brothers, that there is hope. You know, God's heart and plan, like Jeremiah 29:11, is for good, not for evil, for your hope and future. If you give God one chance and open your heart to the Lord, He'll come in and be one with you. And His plans is not for bad, it's for good. It's for your hope and future. And when you receive Jesus in your life, He can do miracles. See, God is the beginning, the same yesterday, today, for Alpha and Omega, beginning to end. You let Jesus know that, you know what, your life is totally dedicated to the Lord. God can do miracles. He can open the prison doors anytime that He wants to. He can do anything. Mm. Just trust in the Lord, because I seen God do miracles for myself and so many other men that truly gave their whole heart to the Lord with no reservations. And I tell you something, you do that, God will change your life, and He will do miracles. He will do miracles in your life, and not just yours. I mean, God will give you an opportunity to reach out to your family, to your friends. See, when inmate goes into prison and he comes out, and he received Jesus into his life, you gotta know, you don't just change yourself. You get a chance and opportunity to be like a Paul Apostle, to reach out to people that knew you in a certain way, but now see God working in your life and doing this transformation. We see inmates that when they come out of prison, it's not just self they save. They save their kids, their daughters, their wives, their family, and their friends. God going to use you as a witness. So please just keep all your heart in the Lord and watch what God going to do.
You know, somebody might be thinking or feeling like, Pastor Roy, I did that, and doesn't seem like anything is happening. You know, in fact, it got harder. I mean, I thought it was going to get easier, that the Lord was going to give me strength and, you know, things were going to get easier, but it got harder. And did I make the right decision?
You know, things will get harder, but, you know, it's like the sowing of the seeds, you know. If you can get into that good soil and put the Word of God into your heart, not just into the thorns or the rocky ground or the shallow ground, you put them in your heart. God says you're going to have 30 to 60 to 100 times more than you ever had if you just give God one chance by really putting the Word of God deep into your heart and allowing His roots to grow down deep into God's marvelous soil. And God will do miracles, but it's up to you. You know, God can do this miracle for you, but if you never get into the Word of God and start learning about God, you would never know about His promises. You would never know about the good that He wants for you, the miracles that He can do. You know, don't cut yourself short. Give everything to Jesus. Don't give part, don't give half, you know, give everything. Come to the good soil where God will give you 100 times more than you ever had.
You know, Pastor, you had talked about some guys, they're so hardened, yeah? And then the gift that gets passed in there that you guys have been able to send, the Lord used that to soften people's hearts. you know, today, maybe some hardened person, an inmate, right there in prison is saying, you know, my heart opens now. I want Jesus. I want what you just said. Maybe somebody is just at the point where they know beyond a shadow of a doubt, I need the Lord. I want the Lord, and I want to open my heart to the Lord. Pastor Roy, would you just lead them in a prayer to accept the Lord Jesus into their heart?
Amen. You know, the Bible says that if any man is in Christ, there's a new creation. The old has gone, and behold, the new has come. You open up your heart to the Lord and receive Jesus into your lives to be your Lord and Savior. He will wipe away all our past mistakes and hurts. He'll turn it around and use it for His glory. So I want to pray for you, give you this chance and opportunity to become this new creation. Despite whatever we went through, every mistake, every hurt, God would come into your life and make you to be a new creation. So I want to pray with you. And if you feel that God is tugging on your heart, like Revelation 3:20 said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in and be one with thee. If you hear God knocking on the doors of your heart today and you want to receive Jesus into your life, pray with me. I'll say the prayer and you repeat after me, and most of all, you add your heart to this prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Father, I repent of all my sins and turn to you. Come live in me, cleanse me, change me, forgive me of all my mistakes that I did to offend you. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. And now I say this for you to hear, myself, those around to hear, and especially for the devil to hear, that Jesus Christ is my personal Lord and Savior. And from this second and this day, I belong to Him. I no more serve the devil, but I'll serve Jesus with all my heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Pastor Roy, man, it's really been a blessing to have you
here. Thank you.
Now, if you said that prayer, you can email me, or you can write me, and I'll pass that on to Pastor Roy Yamamoto. Or you can just go to prison@enewhope.org, and I'm sure he'd be so happy to hear. But it's the beginning for you. There's a chaplain in the prison. Connect with them. Connect with other believers there. Here's a scripture. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. Proverbs 4:23. It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guest today, Pastor Roy Yamamoto. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Leah Rodriguez. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.